You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final half hour of today's show here on this Tuesday, July 1st edition. $6,000 Social Security deduction for seniors. Instead of Donald Trump's proposed no taxes on Social Security, which was in the House version, the Senate version will allow seniors to deduct up to $6,000 of their Social Security income to be tax-free. The amount decreases if they make more than $75,000 per year for single filers, $150,000 for joint filers. Single filers who make more than $175,000 are not eligible for the deduction. If you're making that much money plus getting Social Security, you're going to pay the taxes, is the bottom line. Funding for immigration and border security. This legislation passed in the Senate that they're looking at passing would dedicate $150 billion toward immigration enforcement, in line with the core promises that Donald Trump made while on the campaign trail that helped get him elected. That number includes nearly $30 billion for ICE enforcement agency, largely responsible for carrying out Trump's mass deportation operation. It also provides $13.5 billion in grants for state and local governments who assist the federal government and ICE with that effort. The bill also allocates $45 billion for the detention of the illegal immigrants. Another $46.5 billion dedicated to the construction of the wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, which would finish it. The funding covers expenditures through the end of fiscal year 2029. Defense spending. Senate bill appropriates $157 billion toward defense, $29 billion of that going toward enhancing U.S. maritime capabilities and shipbuilding, and $25 billion slated for munitions, as well as $25 billion dedicated to the president's Golden Dome missile defense project. Canada wants to be a part of that project as well. Clean energy tax credits. Several clean energy tax credits included in the Inflation Reduction Act are being cut beginning as early as this year. The electric vehicle tax credit would end on September 30th. Other clean energy projects, including hydrogen, wind, and solar, would need to be online by December 31st, 2027 in order to retain their tax credits. If they're not done, the tax credits go away. Also, the bill would tax new wind and solar projects for using specific foreign-made components. If they're made here in the United States, they wouldn't be taxed. If they're made in another country, they will be taxed. Medicaid in rural hospitals. The bill would seek to reduce Medicaid spending by imposing a new 80-hour per month work requirement for 80 able-bodied adults in order to receive benefits. Basically, work 20 hours a week, you keep your benefits. If you're able-bodied, you're not disabled or not able to work, doesn't apply. Also, the proposed Senate bill reduces the provider tax, the rate at which state hospitals and doctors get paid for Medicaid programs participation. It would go from 6% to 3.5% in states that expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. To offset fears that changes would hurt rural hospitals, the Senate bill allocates $25 billion to support such facilities. But one aspect of Medicaid that's not in this story is whether or not illegal immigrants should be able to receive Medicaid benefits. Well, according to some news reports, they're saying that the Senate bill does not cut those benefits. It allows illegal aliens to continue receiving it. And the problem is the U.S. House of Representatives in Congress say they won't pass it because of this. So we'll wait and see where the compromise ends up. Lastly, the biggest reason why Rand Paul is off the bill, $5 trillion debt ceiling increase. Senate bill would increase the U.S. debt ceiling by $5 trillion. This provision is one of the most pressing items in the bill as the Treasury approaches a default sometime in the coming months. Well, Senator Rand Paul and House conservatives have been very outspoken in their opposition to such a steep increase in the debt limit. President Trump, however, tries to squelch those concerns by stating that you are not looking at the amount of money that's going to be coming into the U.S. Treasury from tariffs. So far, since the announcement that he placed in effect and has even paused with certain countries, has already generated since April almost $300 billion in new tax revenue. Trump argues that the tariffs will offset the deficit spending. Now, one of the biggest arguments in order to keep the Republican votes on the bill in the House has been over SALT deductions. This is state and local taxes. Taxpayers are allowed to deduct from their payments of state and local taxes from their federal taxable income. The program is extremely controversial with conservatives who view that it's favoring blue state taxpayers over those red states that have comparably lower taxes. Well, House moderates like Congressman Mike Lawler of New York made the increased SALT cap a red line absolute in order to get their vote in the House. Well, the way it's going to be structured is the state and local taxes SALT deduction, which was capped at $10,000 per year as a result of the Tax Cut Jobs Act back in 2017, well, the Senate version increases that cap to $40,000 per year, and then increasing by 1% for 5 years instead of 10. However, beginning in 2030, the cap would return back to $10,000. So basically what they're doing is saying, guys, we'll give them their $40,000 for now, but we're going to definitely return it back to $10,000 in 4 years because this is the 2026 budget they're working on. Very interesting tactic. You give them the $40,000 that Lawler wants right now to get his vote, but then they may be looking to replace him in the U.S. Congress. And they're going to take it back to $10,000 as it's written in the bill. Education. The bill would make several tweaks to federal education policies. It would reduce the Pell Grant eligibility for high-income students and students who receive a full-ride scholarship. It proposes two federal student loan repayment plans, including one traditional plan and one based on income. Additionally, it would tax college and university endowments with a variable rate. Based on the institution's wealth, they would either be taxed at 1.4%, 4%, or 8%. Kind of interesting how they're approaching those endowment funds. Well, the Senate's nonpartisan referee, parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonald, ruled that many provisions in the earlier Senate committee drafts of the legislation were ineligible for passage under the filibuster-proof reconciliation process. If they were not cut, Republicans would need 60 votes to pass the bill, as opposed to the simple majority. Provisions including, in her opinion, was enforcement of immigration laws, multiple provisions related to federal workforce, and the provision financially rewarding cost-cutting measures by governmental agencies. Senator Mike Lee proposed to sell off federal lands, caused a firestorm of controversy, and was left out. So these type of reconciliation proposals were eliminated from the Senate version. Well, that may be a problem in the U.S. House of Representatives. So they're working very diligently in Washington. When the Senate passes their version, it'll go back to the House for reconciliation. We'll see if they can get it done. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot in Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Just to wrap up this story, Senate Republicans also removed a measure that was in the House passed version, dubbed a revenge tax. This would have allowed President Trump to impose taxes on foreign companies from nations that tax U.S. firms. We have U.S. companies that are forced to pay taxes in foreign countries. Well, Donald Trump wanted to reciprocate. If you tax our companies, your federal income tax, we're going to tax your foreign companies that do business here in the United States. Well, that was removed from the U.S. Senate version because Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that after negotiations, that provision is no longer necessary. We will put it into the trade deals. So go ahead and take it out of the one big beautiful bill. We don't need it. Well, the parliamentarian McDonnell also rejected a pay cut for Federal Reserve employees, and also a repeal of programs that were authorized by the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act, among other rulings that she claims needs to pass through the regular chamber as regular bills and cannot be part of a reconciliation economic bill, which is what this is. I got a very simple question for Senator Thune and President Trump. Why are you keeping a very liberal Democrat appointed by Harry Reid, parliamentarian in the U.S. Senate? Why are you guys doing it? You have the Republican majority vote. You have a Republican president. Why would you keep Harry Reid's appointed parliamentarian in the U.S. Senate? Elon Musk and many others have posted on social media everywhere, this woman needs to go. Had she not been the parliamentarian overseeing the rules of this bill, a lot of the things the Republicans wanted would have gone through. Rejecting a pay cut for Federal Reserve employees and repealing programs that were authorized by Biden era's Inflation Reduction Act. So because the parliamentarian says it doesn't apply, we're taking it out. It's an opinion by a parliamentarian. It's not based on law. It's not based on anything, the Constitution, anything. It's her opinion. But for whatever reason, they're agreeing to follow her recommendations and remove the components she didn't like in order to keep it at 50 plus one votes as opposed to 60 that the Republicans would need to keep it from being filibuster proof during the reconciliation process. So we'll continue to follow this story. We're also going to follow the story in Lansing about what they're able to get accomplished today, tonight, before the midnight deadline. See whether or not we are going to get a school budget as required by the statute. According to Matt Hall, he's claiming it is a priority and it is something that they're definitely working toward accomplishing. So we'll see where it goes. Again, I want to remind you, you got to get your tickets. We're going to be doing food count here soon. You need to get your tickets for the upcoming Fun Shoot Pig Roast. It's going to be Saturday, July 19th in Central Lake, Michigan. Again, we're focusing on the kids. Adults are $40. Teenagers are $20. 12 and under are free. We're going to have a great pulled pork dinner smoked by Ian Murphy over the Iron Pig. We're going to have all the fixings to go along with it. Yes, I'm going to be baking my carrot cake. Nick Wallace has challenged me to a carrot cake bake-off. He'll be baking his carrot cake, and you guys will be able to come and taste test and see who cake you like the best. We're also going to be giving away to one of the lucky 12 and unders children, the kids. They go down to the gun range with an adult. They get trained in firearm safety. They shoot the 22 handgun, the 22 long rifle. Their name goes into a hat, and we will draw it out at the end of the event, roughly 4 o'clock on Saturday. And one of the lucky kids will be going home with a brand new Winchester 22 long rifle, 500 rounds of ammo, and a cover. And that's been donated to us by John Palmer of Palmer Farms over in Onaway. So greatly appreciate John doing that for us. If you would be interested in sponsoring a table, give me a call. We'll be able to get you a table together for your group. The seats are 10 per table. So get a hold of me and we'll get you pricing for that as well. Text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast and I'll send you the link to the website acconservatives.org. You can get your tickets online. Love to see you there. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have a blast. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL training.